Yeah, you know, D-Leg got it crunk it out.
I wait for me. Thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, Jonathan, could you talk about the start here of the off-season program and coming in and getting started yesterday for yourself and your teammates?
You know, it's a good feeling to come back this offseason. You know, based off of what we did last season, we know where we're at. You know, we know what it takes to get back to where we were. The main thing is we have to be more consistent this year. Pretty much starts with our workout ethic. We need to make sure that we're here, we're disciplined, we're doing everything that we can to better ourselves, to improve ourselves, to get ready for the 2013.
As you look around the locker room today, that some big names are gone. How do you guys recover from all the losses you took?
Well, you know, every year a team changes. You know, no matter if it's veterans or younger players that leave the team, and you know, it's just part of the game. You know, at the end of the day, it's a business, and we all understand that. That's the reason why we're here. We're here to do our jobs and do the best of it that we can.
Jonathan, did you look at the schedule when it came out and kind of peruse it and think about it?
I glanced at it for a second. I seen we got a few cold games down the back end of the season. You know, hopefully we'll have some warm jackets for those games. But other than that, the schedule looks very challenging this year. We start on the road against the Saints, so that'll be a big one starting off the season, and you know, so forth on as the season goes.
Since the current CBA went into effect, we talked about this a little bit with Matt. It appears individuals have to be more responsible for their own, you know, framework and workouts and so on because there's less time here. Have you found that to be the case?
Well, I think I think it's been the case since I've been in the league. You know, most veteran guys like to do their own thing and be able to get away from the building sometime throughout the offseason and do what they need to do to ensure that they're ready to go when training camp starts.
When you constantly, I guess, hear and read that the Falcons' defensive numbers weren't great, quote, weren't great, they have to improve their pass rush. They got to be better at this. They got to be better at that.
Well, you know, every year, you know, I want to better myself. I want to make sure that I'm better than what I was last year, and I'm sure other guys, you know, feel that same way also. You know, it's a competitive sport. You know, we all battle to compete, and, you know, the guys on the other side of the ball get paid just like we do to ensure that they have jobs also. So, you know, it's a continuation of battles. You know, I just think the offense and defensive battles have gotten better throughout the years.
Obviously, they're gearing up for the draft. Is it your hope that their defensive players high in the draft?
I'm hoping we're leaning forward towards that way. We're kind of short on the defensive side right now, but I'm sure Thomas and his staff are doing a tremendous job preparing for the draft and so forth after that.
Have you spent any time with Brian yet?
Actually, I met Brian over the weekend in L.A., so I had the chance to meet him before he got here. Just to let him know what he was getting into. I think he was energized and looking forward to the challenges ahead of him and being ready to compete and make a job on this team.
What's kind of the team reaction to his story? I mean, does it give you guys any perspective knowing everything that he went through?
Me personally, you know, I think that the things that he had to endure to even get to where he's at now was courageous. It took a lot of willpower for him to stay humble, and you know, I think it's just going to pay off to where he finally get the opportunity to showcase his talent and let everybody know that, you know, he's a spectacular football player.